This is the sound of your ride home with dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
The following is a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of the show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of this station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information hereafter is for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller.
Your Health Matters with Carl Sterling on News Radio 570 WSYR on 106.9 FM and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I take a couple lovers, I down a couple downers, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills.
Bringing you the latest in health and wellness so you can get to the other things that matter. Here's your host, Carl Sterling.
All right, and we're back for another episode and recording of a broadcast of Your Health Matters right here on News Radio 570 WSYR, also on 106.9 FM. Thank you, producer Kelsey. Appreciate all you do for us. And my name is Carl Sterling. I am always, as always, thrilled to be your host as we explore the journey towards a longer, healthier life together. And my friends, we have a lot to talk about today. First, I greatly appreciate your very kind feedback and support of the show in general. And I'd like to reiterate my goals for this radio show. As I said, when I started back January 21st, oh my gosh, I think this is episode number 10 or something like that for me. Time flies. But education is the cornerstone of change. You're going to get educated today, and so am I. I feel it's my responsibility to bring education to my clients and patients and now to you, the listeners. I want to bring world-class guests onto this show so that we can all learn together and rewrite the narrative on self-care and healthcare. All right, so it's my intention that together we embark on a transformative quest to help you live your best life one episode at a time. And we're going to deep dive into the world of health and longevity and discover key factors in improving our health span within our lifespan. Okay, so I'm oftentimes going to hit you right between the eyes. I told you that, you know, more than once, right? I kind of repeat myself, but some things bear repeating. So you might be in shock with various things I say and with some of the information I deliver. But why would I do this? I mean, why would I do it? Well, because a lot of folks need a shock. They need a shock factor. It's time to wake up. It's time to get moving, maybe. All right? I was one of those people. I needed a shock factor. I got it. I changed my life. You can change yours if you feel it needs changing or if you want to change it. I also do it because, why do I do it? Well, because I care. And also always know that I'm never here to judge anyone. I don't judge. I'm here to help you to the best of my ability. This show is not about me. It ain't about me, it's about we. Because one more time, I'm going to say, together we can rewrite the narrative on self-care. Self-care, that is. My tongue gets twisted sometimes. And live a longer, healthier life and make the world a better place together. Before we get into today's show, I just want to share a little something with you close to my heart, okay? Today is the second anniversary of the passing of my very, very dear friend, a beautiful and amazing young lady who worked with me for several years. She passed away 2 years ago this morning. She was the very best at working with our clients, and she made a big difference in their lives, and she made a huge difference in my life. Many of you knew her, and I want to take a few moments to honor her. So this is a tribute and very much a loving memory of Emily. Emily was a true warrior whose spirit was as unyielding as her heart. From her heart transplant in 2001 at the age of 15 to her kidney transplant in 2015, Emily faced each challenge with unparalleled bravery and grace. She inspired everyone who was fortunate enough to know her, leaving an indelible mark on their hearts. Though she passed away two years ago today, her legacy of strength and courage and love, it endures. I miss her so much. We all miss her deeply. We hold her close, her memory close, cherishing the light that she brought into our lives. So with that, I say, my dearest Emily, if you can hear me, and I'm quite sure you can, I love you. We love you. You are forever in my heart and in our hearts, and you'll never be forgotten. Losing Emily has been the most difficult loss of my life, but respectfully, I say, there are lessons to be learned from all experiences. When I think about Emily, I think of how she fought back against all odds. She defied doctors' predictions. And as she would often say, I mean, she would look at me with those eyes and she'd say, "Honey, I rose up from the dead. I do it all the time." If you knew her, she might have said it to you too. I remember her last day working at our clinic just before she went into the hospital for the last time. She was punching the heavy bag, had the boxing gloves on. She's saying, "I'm going to fight until the very end. I have to be powerful. I have to be strong." And that's exactly what she did. She knew that her doctors were challenged with a myriad of health issues that she faced. It was very, very, very complicated. But her spirit shone through and she fought hard. And I choose to look at this as a lesson. That's what she would want. God has given us this life and this opportunity to live another day. And as our friend Joe says, Joe, if you're listening, it's another day we woke up on the right side of the dirt. Some of us take another day for granted. I've done it countless times, but not anymore. I'm excited to get up every day. I'm grateful for the life I have from every day that I'm here. Emily fought even with all the odds stacked against her. You know, many of us have reasonably good health, and that's going in our favor, or perhaps good health is within reach. It probably is for most of us. If you've been given another day to be alive, wouldn't you want to strive to live healthier and feel better? I can tell you, on the feeling better end of things, I feel better, a lot better now than I did when I weighed 70 pounds more than I do now. Right, so many folks out there are battling terrible health issues, and they're fighting back instead of giving up. I know this because I see it every single day in my clinic. Every day. These people, all of you, you're an inspiration to me. I'll leave it at that for now, other than to say this. And again, here we go. Shock factor, hit you between the eyes. If you're not taking care of yourself, whose burden do you want to be one day? All right, folks, with that said, let's get into today's show of Your Health Insurance Matters. And to speak on this, I have a very special guest with 27 years in the health insurance, and a lifetime of witnessing his family navigate health challenges. Jason Paul's insights are unparalleled. My friends, insurance is crucial for safeguarding your financial health. And we're about to get into a distinctive and enlightening conversation where you will discover what you did not know that you needed to know. And with that, I would like to welcome my special guest, Jason Paul. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fabulous. It's really great to have you with me.
Wonderful. Well, it's wonderful to be here. And thank you for sharing that. There's no doubt there's a lot of things we can talk about in the context of that and related to insurance and what we'll call the unknown aspect of life. So that was wonderful to hear. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, well, thank you, my friend. So, you know, the title of my show here is called Your Health Matters. And you sent me a nice idea that your insurance strategy matters. I didn't know there was such a thing about insurance strategy until you and I met. We started talking about it. Like, this strategy is a really interesting choice of words. Jason, with only about a minute before we have to go to break. I took a little longer than I wanted, but after the break, it's all you and me, brother. What is it about insurance strategy in 1 minute summary before we come back and get into the meat and potatoes that matters most? And if people don't have a strategy now, how's that going to affect their health?
Well, it's everything, right? It's it can be a matter of life and death, a matter of obviously quality versus inequality. But let's do this. Let's frame it up from a standpoint of I focus on the scenarios of life, right? And we can break this down in the next section. Scenarios being four, of which no matter who we are, we're going to fall into one of those or multiple of those. Mm-hmm. And the four scenarios that we look at is we will stay well through life, we will become ill or injured, we will die too soon, or we'll retire. Right.
Wow, okay.
So as you look at that, we start
Jason,
to take that and look.
I'm going to cut you off real quick. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I love how you set that up. We're going to a break. When we come back, please hold that thought. Continue, because this sounds fantastic. Folks, you listen to Your Health Matters right here on News Radio 570 WSYR. We'll be back in a couple minutes. All right. And we're back here on Your Health Matters, talking about how your insurance strategy matters. And I just love this. My guest today is Jason Paul. Jason, welcome again. Let's dig right in now. Let's go over those four things you mentioned, and then it's all you, brother.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. Thanks, Carl. Yeah, we talk about scenarios, right? And so the insurance scenarios are, or the life scenarios are, you know, simply we stay well, which, of course, that's the ideal situation scenario. We become ill or injured. We die too soon. Or, of course, we hit retirement. Mm-hmm. Right. So everybody's goal would be, of course, stay well in retirement. Right. That's obviously the ultimate, right, of some things. But ultimately, the reality is we don't know what tomorrow brings. Right. So the truth is, unless we are born with an illness or a challenge, we're all healthy until we're not. Right. Mm-hmm. Based on various different things, some of which we influence and some things which, unfortunately, are just beyond our control. Right. Of some things. And so when we start talking about insurance, we look at it and say, use that scenario as a way to question the policies you have. So in other words, if I have a health insurance plan, what will that do for me if I stay well? What will it do for me if I become sick? What will it do for me? Right. So in other words, you run each scenario through the policy that you've got. And at the end of it, the reality is that you should have multiple buckets checked, right, with hopefully what is minimal policies, therefore getting actually the most out of your insurance strategy as well as your insurance investment, right, as some things, because sure, there's only so much money to go around. And of course, you know, one of the things that, girl, I mean, after doing this for so many years, I would hear people talk about, well, I'd never use my insurance, right? Well, technically, that's kind of the goal, right, is to not necessarily have to use it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's also like, well, I'm healthy. So therefore, they don't feel the need there, nor they're getting the value. And understanding that, again, it's the aspect of, well, we don't know what tomorrow brings, because insurance is not about what we know. It's about protecting against the things that we don't know, right, as far as what's going to happen. And part of that aspect of things is also diving down into access, right? At the end of the day, you know, and talking and listening to you talk about your friend, as well as, you know, I go back to my own family situation, and I didn't know that about your friend, of course, but my mother in 1979 had her second kidney transplant. Right.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was three at the time. And so obviously, there you go. I gave away my age right at this point. you know, I've seen, you know, what the through all the years. Right. She's had about 38, 39 surgeries, various different things. Right. That she's gone through. And so I know, and of course, the same thing with my father. He got hurt and injured. So, you know, here it is, right? I've got a scenario of what is my mom was born with a health condition that led to compounding challenges. My father, hurt himself. So, unfortunately, it was respectfully self-induced from the things he didn't do properly and whatnot, leading to a few other challenges. And then, of course, you look back at, well, just a few years ago, as you had mentioned in the bio I think you shared, you know, that my wife was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor.
Yeah.
Right? And what you look at through all those scenarios, and I know this, you know, hands down, access to care is absolutely critical and crucial. And I think every person will agree, right, that if they know if something happens to them, they go, yes, I want access. But nobody's actually thinking about that until they've been, you know, diagnosed, right, or something has happened. Now, like, ooh, I need access. Well, that's great, but you need to think about that prior to, right, of some things. And so a lot of things that we talk about and ask is, what kind of care would you want if something happens, right? I mean, obviously, we all say the best care, okay, but the best. But what does that mean? Does that mean, are you interested in Western, which, of course, is the traditional medical system that we have? Are you interested in Eastern, which is a form of more natural and naturopathic type of care? Or do you want more of an integrated approach to where, hey, I want to do the best of both worlds, right? Some things. And knowing that, that now sets up the stage to, well, what kind of insurance policies do I need? Because traditional health insurance, if it's just traditional PPO, deductibles, co-pays, all that same stuff that everybody keeps talking about, that's only going to cover Western and Western only, and obviously they're still going to also dictate places you can go, right, with some things. Versus the fact is, if you look at policies that give you flexibility and freedom, and that's, of course, what's important. So that's something that's very, really critical to think about.
Okay, I have a question. For example, I recently found out that there's a provider, a huge provider, that will pay for the pay. In my case, it's my insurance company, I believe. They'll pay for me to use the pool at the YMCA, but not get me a membership to the YMCA. I mean, I don't need one. I already have a membership at my own gym that I own. That's kind of a joke. But anyways, and I go to CrossFit. But they'll pay to use the pool. Now, I'm not a swimmer. I mean, I can, but I wouldn't enjoy that, and I won't choose that. But for those who do, how can we find out things like this that, you know, had this insurance for decades? It seems like they don't tell you what they will do for you, and you might have to ask.
Yeah, right. There's so many things within insurance that, you know, you can unlock that people are not familiar with, right? Example is health accounts. We've talked about this before in the past, right? Health accounts being FSA, which is the old flexible spending accounts, HRAs, which is health reimbursement accounts, and of course, what's gaining tremendous popularity is the HSA, which is the health savings accounts, right? They've grown exponentially over years. And I personally have been on one for many, many years. Our family has. And even though Jamie, my wife, as I mentioned, went through the situation went through, mathematically, a health insurance plan with an HSA eligibility option is usually hands down the best option ever. Because mathematically, whether you're sick or unhealthy or whatever the case may be, they're the best policies because of the structure. But the additional benefit to them, right, is in the case of what you're talking about, is there are parameters within the eligibilities of these accounts that says, listen, if you are a person of these health challenges, right, which is a lot of challenges that a lot of Americans do face with regards to heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, you know, overweight, obesity, various different struggles. And under that, those dollars in these accounts, if you have them, you know, are able to be used to, if you will, manage or mitigate those risks moving forward. Now, if they're not, ironically, they're not there to prevent, right? So if we use them to prevent, the IRS says, no, it can't be used for prevention. It can be used for more of a reaction, which in the end, the activity is the activity to some degree, right? Some things. But ultimately, yes, you're right. There are so many things just like that that people are just not aware of, because most people, once again, as we talk about insurance, they're not talking about strategy. They're just talking about a policy. Well, here's the policy. Here's the deductible. Here's the co-insurance. Here's the co-pays, you know, and that's pretty much it. Nobody's getting into it and having a dialogue around, you know, how do I get more from my insurance, both in sickness and in health? And of course, again, the other aspects of it, if, you know, if I hit retirement, how can maybe the money that I'm putting towards these accounts help in the retirement? And that's another thing with the health accounts, right? The HSAs. It's a great way to make it as part of your retirement plan. So at the end of the day, you may be using some of those things today to fund the various aspects of your health to, again, manage, mitigate some things. But the idea here is to grow these things tax-free, because it is tax-free money in these accounts. And that, therefore, at 65, you can not only use it continuously for, you know, medical-related expenses and healthcare expenses that are eligible, but ultimately, at the end of the day, there's just an opportunity for a great retirement fund, too. So,
all right.
Yes, lots of great opportunities to fund.
I'm cutting you off. I'm real sorry. We got to head out for a break, but we're going to continue in a couple of minutes. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. I'm learning a lot today, folks. I hope you are. We're going to learn a whole lot more. I want to talk about a friend of mine and a place that I've learned so much, an institute. It's called the Brooke Bush Institute for Human Movement Science. I have to tell you that as a personal trainer is what I was way back. I was just a personal trainer, right, and then master trainer and educator and all this stuff for National Academy of Sports Medicine, NASM. They're great. I worked for the Brooke Bush Institute for 4 years, and I have been a subscriber to the website since the day it came out, which is 9 or 10 years ago. The reason I'm mentioning this is that with health issues, sadly, on the rise, you know, type 2 diabetes and all kinds of other problems, even though we're talking prevention in this show and longevity, we still have a lot of health issues coming down the pike for a lot of populations, especially baby boomers. I'm one of them, trying to stay healthy, right? The Brooke Bush Institute is absolutely unparalleled in what it offers for education for physical therapists, continuing ed credits, CEUs, personal training certification, okay, and other certifications, continuing ed for trainers, for physical therapists, and it is the place, the gold standard for human movement science to understand the most you can possibly get out of a training course or certification. You're going to go in, if you are new in the business, you have no knowledge of human movement, you're going to know the most you can possibly learn from this particular certification, from this institute. And I just wanted to say that go to my website, carlsterling.com, Carl with a K. Go to the radio show tab and to our sponsors. Yes, they are a sponsor, and they are the best. Okay, so just want to make sure we talk about them today, because I am going to be looking for a trainer, and I want them to be Brooke Bush Institute certified. I can't tell you when it's going to be, but that's where I'm looking. Okay, so with that, I want to get back into the show. Our guest is Jason Paul. We're talking about your insurance strategy and how it matters for your health, okay? Jason, we were talking about the staple coverages of insurance. So what types are the staples, and why are these important?
You know, Coral, it's a great question, and a lot of times people don't ask that, right? My philosophy used to be very simple. Look at how people live their lives and insure them based upon that, right? So in other words, the bottom line is, if you're living your healthy lifestyle, you're obviously mitigating risk. Therefore, if you mitigate risk, you're obviously less likely to have things going on. and therefore you buy insurance accordingly. I have to say that that really changed for me specifically was the last piece of the puzzle. Even though for years we'd helped hundreds of people, right, through claims and challenges, and again, we see both sides of the story, but it was when my wife was diagnosed that changed everything, because we live a very healthy lifestyle, right? We exercise, we eat well, we reduce stress, all kinds of those things that we're supposed to be doing, right? As in, you know, we know that our health matters. And she was very well fortified in how healthy she was. But interesting enough, when she was diagnosed, we were able to link it more to an environmental cause than anything else, right? And so, because she had no cancer history, no family, no nothing, right? There was no markers of, so therefore the insurance that we had as a family was all the things, of course, that I would have as an insurance guy, right? Should have. So we had the health insurance with the HSA, which that obviously covers you catastrophically. It also kind of helps you, again, use it for dollars and cents that can be more of mitigating risk. Of course, it's tax-free money. It's retirement money. Multiple buckets are checked, right? We also had IULs, which are indexed universal life policies, which check multiple boxes. They're obviously death or life insurance, so therefore it's die too soon. It's a death benefit. They're living benefits, so indeed, if gosh forbid you are diagnosed with a major catastrophic illness or a death sentence, so to speak, you can accelerate the death benefit while you're living, and of course, use that money as you wish. It's tax-free. It's, you know, a wonderful vehicle. And, of course, the third bucket for that one is retirement. Mm-hmm. If you're fortunate enough to hit the retirement, it actually has an investment piece to it. You draw down, and it's a zero taxable income at retirement. So part of the strategy, right? And for us, the other piece was an accident policy, because we're young family, younger family. We're active, all those things, right? So that's what we had. Well, then my wife gets diagnosed with cancer. And of course, then, like I said, we looked at the environmental aspect, and I realized that, wow, we missed that mark. So the coverages now that we look at, that coverage would cover everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, what the scenario is health insurance with an HSA is always our recommendation. An active care plan, which is basically a plan that covers not only injuries, but also a multitude of illnesses, which, of course, is heart disease, cancer, various different things. But the beauty of that policy, and this one we particularly use, has a return of premium. So at the end of its term, I know you don't hear that, right?
A return of
premium, what? You mean they're going to give me some money back? Yes, that's the beauty of the policy, right, is basically you pick a cash value to it, anywhere from $5 to $100,000, which, again, is going back to our access of care. Because if you can get a plethora of cash plunked into your lap, right, that gives you the opportunity to pay and do things that maybe traditional insurance doesn't cover, or, you know, the reality is there's more expenses to your health than just the health aspect of it, right? There's all kinds of things that go along when people are sick or injured and so on. But with the return of premium, at the end of its term, if you haven't used it, they will return 100% of your money back.
Whoa.
Right? So it's almost like a savings account with a huge balance in it the moment you sign up for it. But at the end of the day, you can say, well, I'm healthy. And you plan to stay healthy. Then great. Then those are the wonderful policies, because you get that money back. And it locks in the rates even when you renew it, right? At the time when you took it out, whatever it was, time ago. Right, of some things.
That's
so that's the third piece. And then, of course, the fourth one.
Can you go back? I'm really sorry. What was that third one called? That's the
active care.
Active care,
an active care policy.
Right. That makes sense.
It's what they refer to as supplemental, right? So, in other words, you got your health insurance, you've got a layer of a supplemental, and then, of course, the HSA piece that layers onto it. And then, of course, the last is the IUL.
Right.
And
okay.
The reality is, Carl, had we had that active care piece for us, it would have put a bunch of cash in front of us that would allow us to do a lot more and cover a lot more expenses that, of course, medical insurance does. So that's why I talk about the importance of having those kind of coverages in place, and that's why, because we don't know. Even though we make all the efforts to reduce our risk, unfortunately, there's still so much that's unknown with that.
Wow, man, that's fascinating, and I appreciate you sharing that. So we're going to come back for the last quarter here in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Your Health Matters here on News Radio 570 WSYR, also on 106.9 FM. My name is Carl Sterling. Our guest is Jason Paul. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you. Okay, we're back, folks. I've got lots to say, a lot of things to go over, so I'm going to read as fast as I can. The name of my clinic in Camillus, New York, is called Neuromotor Training. We're here to help you. We do a lot of different testing that other places don't, because we get data that other places can't, because we know that the data we get is very important for you to create your best and us to help you if you wish to create your best intervention for your health strategy, your health span strategy. I'm adopting new phrases now because of my guest, Jason. We do VO2 max and metabolic resting testing. These are game changers as far as the metrics that they measure. You can go to my website, Carl, with a K, carlsterling.com. Go to the VO2 page and check it out. There's a form submission if you want to set up an appointment. You come in, and $250 later, well, you're going to have the best data you can possibly get on your inner snapshot of your current state of health and a plan for longevity. We do body composition analysis. We do lactate threshold testing. We also have Nobosa insoles in stock, $55 instead of $80 online, $55 through me. They are game changers. Everyone who's buying them loves them. We also have Play On Relief Pain Spray. Okay, this creates an imperceptible film on the skin, allowing the active ingredients to penetrate the skin cell barrier, making longer lasting, and because of the ingredients, it delivers anti-inflammatory results, which last over time. So if you go to my website, carlsterling.com, Carl with a K, and you go to our sponsors in the radio tab, you're going to see them there with a discount code to save 15%. We've had fantastic success with this pain spray, lasting longer, no chemicals, no pharma, no drugs, just, menthol, camphor, and arnica. All right, so we do a lot of things to help people to reverse osteoporosis, osteopenia. DEXA scans are coming in, folks. They're improving, and people are reversing those conditions. You let us know. You want to do that? You want to check it out? Come in and try out the machine. We also work a lot with movement, memory, and cognitive rehabilitation for movement disorders, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia. We work in weight loss, and we help with strength, balance, mobility, agility, and stability training. With that said, my number is 315-935-7488. Feel free to text, call. I want to know also, based on a couple weeks ago, are you in? Are you in? I want you to tell me if you're in, please. What does that mean? Are you in on getting moving and helping to rewrite the narrative on self-care so we can change healthcare so we don't need it as much? Are you in? I want you to text me and tell me. And then join the group on Facebook. I'll text you back with a link. All right, 315-935-7488. Jason Paul, we're back for the final five so minutes, okay? Radio minutes are so fast. Let's talk about philosophy of insurance and taking care of ourselves. I'm going to let you take it from here, brother.
Yeah, well, by the way, my first vote, I'm in, all right?
All right, he's in. Okay, I need another one. Come on, start texting me, folks.
I mean,
I want to light up this phone.
Exactly. Well, you know, in realizing that, right, there's so much, again, that we don't know and we can't totally control what we influence. And you know, when I look at our journey of both professionally as well as my own personal family, why is insurance so important, right? And to start thinking about it from a different context of not this ugly thing that really has, you know, the idea of just insurance in general, right? Just there's not a lot of positive things about it. But if you really step back and you think about what it's meant to do, right, it's really a financial protection, financial vehicle, right, of some things. And it's going to basically, depending on how well you have put that strategy in place, is going to have a profound effect on, again, the access to care and the really, which is really going to affect the outcomes of your health and the quality of your life, and really could be a matter of truly life or death. Now, it shouldn't be, but that's the honest truth, right, is the fact that if you have those things in place, you should be able to go to sleep at night and say, you know what, no matter what tomorrow brings, if I'm staying well, if I'm get ill or injured, sadly, if I die too soon, or, you know, obviously the retirement piece of it, is you should be able to say, you know what, I'm covered, I'm good. Because once challenges hit, especially from a health challenge standpoint, people don't understand that that in itself is a huge thing, mm-hmm. right, that hits you square between the eyes. And now you've got the financial effects, the emotional effects, not just the physical effects of things that happen when you are dealt with a health challenge, some things. So the insurance is designed to, again, take away that financial burden to be able to say, okay, maybe I can't work as much, or I got extra childcare that I need, or various different things are changing in my life because of this illness or this injury. Having the right insurance structures in place is important. And perhaps on another show sometime, we could talk about the importance of owning many of the policies as opposed to having everything through an employer. Because owning the policy is just as important sometimes as the policy itself because of what it causes and creates. But the bottom line is that you need to start thinking about the insurance from a different perspective and not just what we'll call the dollars and cents piece of it.
Sure. This is fascinating. Real quick, in this next minute we have, let's go over those other things again real quick. So we have the health insurance with HSA, active care plan. I think I'm missing a couple because I got all excited about the active care. Can you just cover those real, just name those off for me? And of course,
sure.
Folks, you know you can hear recordings of this show on the iHeart website on the Carl Sterling, but also go to my website, carlsterling.com, radio tab. Your upcoming shows, a list of, and then the link to this will be up in a couple of days, so you can listen to this show again. But let's go over that again one more time. We have about a minute to go.
Health insurance that's eligible for an HSA account, wrong with it. The active care plan, which covers a plethora of illness and injury with return of premium, which is very key. Of course, an IUL plan, which is indexed universal life. So in theory, it's three insurance policies with a health account. So it's four components that ultimately cover you in every scenario of your life with things. So there you go.
Fantastic. Jason, thanks a million, my friend. Thanks. Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
Great to have you. We're going to do it again, folks. We're going to have Jason back on to get into more specifics about certain things. And until next week, folks, I want you to text me, 315-935-7488. I want you to tell me if you're in, okay? Go to my website, carlsterling.com. Check out the stuff.